Today we're going to be talking about the intersection of three themes. First, facing the dark, which I spoke about in the Take Back the Night speech, which you can read in the Practice of Nonviolence Must Be Anti-Class PDF that I just mentioned. Secondly, reclaiming lost energy. And I mean that both for our individual selves and the species. Third, facing the internalized state or atomization. And I believe these are all ways of saying basically the same thing. But let's begin with Alice Miller in Prisoners of Childhood. This was an excerpt I shared with folks at the conference, and I'm curious what you all think of it. Quote, "It is one of the turning points in analysis when the narcissistically disturbed patient comes to the emotional insight that all the love he's captured with so much effort and self-denial was not meant for him as he really was, that the admiration for his beauty and achievements was aimed at this beauty and these achievements, and not at the child himself. In analysis, the small and lonely child that is hidden behind his achievements wakes up and asks, what would have happened if I had appeared before you bad, ugly, angry, jealous, lazy, dirty, smelly? Where would your love have been then? And I was all of these things as well. Does this mean that it was not really me whom you loved, but only what I pretended to be? The well-behaved, reliable, empathic, understanding, and convenient child, who in fact was never a child at all. What became of my childhood? Have I not been cheated out of it? I can never return to it. I can never make up for it. From the beginning, I have been a little adult. My abilities, were they simply misused?" These questions are accompanied by much grief and pain, but the result always is a new authority that is being established in the analysand, like a heritage of the mother who never existed, a new empathy with his own fate, born out of mourning. At this point, one patient dreamed that he killed a child 30 years ago and no one had helped him to save it. 30 years earlier, precisely, those around him had noticed that this child became totally reserved, polite, and good, and no longer showed any emotional reactions. Now the patient doesn't make light of manifestations of his self anymore, doesn't laugh or jeer at them, even if he still unconsciously passes them over or ignores them, in the same subtle way that his parents dealt with the child before he had any words to express his needs. Then fantasies of grandeur will be revived too, which had been deprecated, and so split off. And now we can see their relation to the frustrated and repressed needs for attention, respect, understanding, for echoing and mirroring. At the center of these fantasies, there's always a wish, and this the patient could never have accepted before, that I am in the center. My parents are taking notice of me. My parents understand when I try to express my feelings and don't laugh at me. My parents are rich in talents and courage and not dependent on my achievements. They don't need my comfort nor my smile. This would mean for the child, I can be sad or happy whenever anything makes me sad or happy. I don't have to look cheerful for someone else. I don't have to suppress my distress or anxiety to fit other people's needs. I can be angry and no one will die or get a headache because of it. I can rage and smash things without losing my parents." Unquote.